The Inca Road runs from Ecuador to Chile, through rainforests, deserts, and over mountains. In some places, it's just a path through the woods, like you might see on the Appalachian Trail. In other places, feats of Inca engineering stand as testaments to their knowledge of construction.
They were amazing engineers.
Christine Fiore, Associate Dean of the Myers-Lawson School of Construction at Virginia Tech, has been studying the Inca Road for years.
They understood the forces of nature, and they engineered with it instead of against it.
The road is still in use today. It's had help, having been maintained by villagers who live along it all these hundreds of years. But Fiore says the way Inca engineers handled the challenges of nature holds lessons for modern road builders.
We use I-81 as an example. We wanted to widen the roads. We just blasted away the rock. And that's the practicality in our environment. And the Inca looked at alternate routes versus destroying nature.
But when they had to, the Inca also did a version of blasting.
They would heat the rock up with a fire and then throw cold water on it and watch it crack. Or they would actually pound wooden stakes into cracks within the rock, wet it, and let the wood expand and crack the rock. They actually do some excavations in areas. They were just amazing in how they observed natural phenomena and used it in a way that was forwarding their engineering goal or their engineering design.
Fiore did the first detailed engineering study of the Inca Road. She trekked alongside archaeologists and historians and got her own interdisciplinary education about the meaning of the road in Inca civilization.
They used the road to connect different parts of the empire. And then the road was also, to the Inca, almost a language because they were conquering different tribes and moving as they expanded their empire, and there really wasn't one unifying language. So they generally kind of controlled what you saw, how you walked along the road, and what views and things you saw by the road. So it was a means of communication. It was a means of pilgrimage. And it was also, you know, a means for practical purposes of getting goods to various markets and connecting different villages, as well as, you know, moving troops.
The Inca Road is a vast network that branches off in many directions. And like roads that lead on to other roads, Fiore's engineering study, too, raised still more questions.
One of our big questions that we still have not been, we've come up with a lot of crazy ideas, but we haven't been able to figure out, how did they survey so well? What did they use to get that straight line? That's one of the things that we were trying to see, is if, okay, you have no written language, let's see how did you build?
The Discovery Channel is asking that same question in a segment on the road that will feature Fiore in a program called Strip the City. It will air in March. Most of their topics are modern structures, but the Inca Road made the cut.
For me, that's the ultimate in sustainability when you look at this empire. And I think that's one of the things that people should take away, that the Inca built for the ages. They engineered with nature, and they worked in harmony with it. And I believe firmly that if we, as engineers and constructors, go back to those ways, we can again engineer things for the centuries instead of the decade.
I'm Robbie Harris.